got one question for you. This is your first year covering women's, you know, the women's tournament.
Right.
As a man, what have you, I guess, observed or learned you didn't know about the women's game before?
Well, you know, I've sort of been around women's basketball my whole life. My grandmother played high school basketball in Texas. My wife played high school basketball. My sister played high school basketball. So I've sort of been around the game, just not in a strictly broadcasting perspective. It's the, to me, the thing that I picked up most this year would be the fluency in the way the game is played. It's a really smooth, fun way to play the game, and the maybe the biggest thing I get out of it is that these players and these kids, it's all about basketball. It's not about money. It's not about positioning themselves in the draft and maybe I'll be here for a year. They're there for 4 years, and there's a commitment and there's a trust that I think is sometimes, quite frankly, lacking from the men's game at times because it's so transitional now. You know, any good player thinks he gets a good year, and people are already talking about Tyler Hansbrough. Is he going to come back for his sophomore year? Heck yeah, he should come back for a sophomore year. He's got a lot to learn. And I think that's an element that isn't involved in this game that, quite frankly, I think makes the game and the tees better because of it. There's a level that Sylvia Hatchell can build with Ivory Ladd and Camille Little and Orlando Larkins over 4 years that you wouldn't get in a lot of other situations because people are coming and going so much. So I think that's the beauty of it, and that's the thing that I've learned the most this year.
Here's an offbeat question, but from the male perspective as well. Do you get any flack from your male counterparts about covering women's basketball or enjoying it at all?
Oh, not at all. No, I think everybody at ESPN understands the significance of this tournament. And it is treated as a national championship, and it is treated with all the respect it deserves, and it's earned over the years, so none whatsoever.
And one last question. Who is your pick to win it all?
I really like North Carolina for a lot of things that Doris was talking about. They just seem loose. They seem like they understand what they have to do and are completely confident that they can do it.